when I was driving through the country with a buddy of mine, and that damn car overheated. But wouldn't you know, I was lucky. There was an old farmhouse there. And so I lifted the hood on my steaming automobile. And my buddy said, I'll wait outside. You go in and see if you can get some water. So I rang the doorbell, and there's this old lady. She said, sure, sonny. Come on in. I'll give you a jug of water. She's about 80 years old, so I walk in there. We walked into the kitchen. She said, but before I give you any water, you got to hobble me. I said, I beg your pardon, ma'am? She said, I'm 80 years old. Must be 25 years since I've had me. And she's like, I ain't giving you no water unless you knock the mud about it this day. When she dropped trowel, I thought to myself, I mean, I was surprised bats didn't fly out of that. I looked at that thing and... I don't want to say that thing was loose, but when she pulled her panties down, that thing was still in it. She said, come on, sonny. You want? And I figured, well, I have to. You know, I need the water for the car, so. I just closed my eyes and swung the doodads in front of her air conditioner, and sure enough. But then when I got close to that bad boy, I couldn't bring myself. I just couldn't do it. I lost Tan HUD status. It was just too nasty. So she was leaning back all expectating. I saw she had a big old pan of corn on the cob. And I thought to myself, well, she'll never know the difference. So I got close to her so she could feel my knees against hers. And then I grabbed one of them ears of corn and I started working that bad boy with it. She said, oh, yeah, that's great. I guess all the little nodules on the corn must have been extra nice, yeah. So I worked it, and then quick like a bunny, I threw the corn out the window. She looked at me, she said, oh, that was great. Take me again. So I grabbed another one of them ears of corn, and I started working that bad boy. Hungrily. With increasing tempo, as though I were reaching a crescendo, I even said, And then quickly I threw the corn out the window. She said, okay, you can fill your jug. So I filled up the jug and I leaned out the window to my buddy who's waiting outside. I said, I'll be out in a second with the water. He said, the hell with the water. Throw out some more of that buttered corn.
Chris, have you no shame?